Our Father and our God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the word of the Lord brings light. The entrance of your word, the Bible says, gives light. And we thank you because God is the light. And in him is no darkness at all. Now, Lord, glorify yourself in the message of the Lord. And as we speak your word, minister life to all beings, our souls, and everything that is within us, to the glory of your name. And everybody said, amen. Let's put our hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I think we can be more excited about that. Let's put our hands together for the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, this morning, I want to share something with us here. The message today, stand fast in the faith. And it's more like last man standing, really, when you hear the message. You know, it's standing fast, no matter what's going on. Praise the Lord. There's a lot of challenges from time to time. And I have some scriptures to just share with us, and then something else that the Lord might want me to tell us. But let me start here. Now, stand fast in the faith. Even if you are the last man standing, still be standing fast. Amen. Now, in the book of 2 Timothy, I am going to start at chapter 2. I'm going to read the first 5 verses. Now, 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. He said, thou therefore, my son, as Paul writing and giving commandments to Timothy, by the grace of God, he said, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Now, we're going to be talking about that throughout this message. Being strong in the grace that is our Lord Jesus Christ. The things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit to faithful men who shall also be able to teach others. You know, so that's the progression of the word of God. That's how the word of God grows and multiplies. You teach some faithful people, and then they teach others, and then they teach others, and then it keeps multiplying. Praise the Lord. Thou therefore, this is the real part of the message now. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. You know, so it's not saying that, you know, you may experience. No, it's saying you're going to have some hardships, but you must endure. Hallelujah. As a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Now, no man that warreth entangleth himself in the affairs of this world. I mean, if you are a soldier, you know, you gear up and you're ready to go. You're not messing around with stuff that's going to distract you. You know, a soldier that is warring does not entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Now, are you in the Lord's army? I heard about 2 or 3 people. Are you in the Lord's army?
Yes.
Now, don't entangle yourselves with the affairs of this life, so that you may please him who has chosen you to be a soldier. Now, I watched the recent Olympics. You know, I like, you know, to watch those kind of things. And so, and I saw that, you know, those who were running in a material or temporal or physical race, they trained themselves. They suffered through many things. They showed the story of some of them, their training regimens they went through, and so on and so forth, to get ready for those Olympics. But they were going for a perishable crown. How much more we, in Jesus' name? Amen.
Amen.
Now, if a man also strive for masteries, you know, this is the Olympics. You're striving for masteries. You want to get the crown. You want to do this, you want to do that, you know. So, if you are striving for masteries, he said, look, yet he is not crowned, except he strive lawfully. And I was saddened to see that there were many relay teams that were disqualified. There were races when people were disqualified when they thought that they had won, I mean, or qualified, but maybe they exchanged the baton outside. It happened to the United States men's relay 4x10, 110 relay. They passed the baton after, you know, outside the box. And even though they thought they qualified, they were disqualified. Hello, folks. You know, sometimes people cross the lane, sometimes people do a false start, sometimes, you know, there's so many reasons. Even some people have completed their race. They were carrying the flag. You know, they had the American flag and going around their, you know, celebration lap, only to find out that they were disqualified. This is what this verse is saying. Even when you are striving for masteries, you must do it according to the rules. Yet you cannot be crowned. There are certain rules and you cannot make up your own rules. God has his rules too. Amen. This race that we are running, God has his rules. You cannot just run the race, make your own rules along the way as you go along. That's what most people would like to do. That doesn't work, folks. You know, that's why at the end of the day, in Matthew chapter 7 and verses 21, they came to the Lord and said, but we ran the race. But we completed the race. We even finished on the finish line. And we did all these great things. We did miracles. We prophesied. We cast out devils. We did all these things. And Jesus said, no, you broke the rules along the way. So you will not be crowned. Hello, folks. Keep the rules. Amen. Now, that's a digression to the message, but it's an important digression. So I wanted to throw that in there. Now, the message today, we concentrate on standing fast, no matter what is going on. Hallelujah. Stand fast. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14 says, thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of us in his knowledge in every place. Can somebody say thanks be unto God this morning for always causing me to triumph? No matter what you're going through, you got the assurance of victory. Now, before we get to that though, there are some things that we need to know. Now, I'm going to give us some scriptures here quickly this morning. In the book of Ephesians chapter 6, still on the subject of standing fast, Paul by the Spirit is writing here, starting from Ephesians 6 and verse 10. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. Now, there are many scriptures that encourage us like this. And I'm going to bring out those scriptures this morning. The scripture doesn't want us to be pushovers. Scripture doesn't want us to be weak. You know, you give up because something happens and so forth. Scripture doesn't, you know, want us to do that. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. No matter what is going on, stand your ground in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Now, let's go to verse 11 quickly. And he said, look, put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand. Now, this message is about standing. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, folks. Amen? But we wrestle against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. I don't have time to go into all of that, otherwise I'll be preaching for 3 hours. But you must take on you the whole armor of God so that you may be able to withstand. The emphasis is still on stand. Withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Amen? Now, last man standing. That's the message. After all said and done, are you still standing? When the devil takes his best shot, will you still be standing? Amen, folks? The devil, he has a lot of tools. One of the smartest and effective tools that he has is discouragement. You know, he knows how to use that tool and discourage people and so forth like that. You know, but will you still be standing? Now, listen to this. And notice how many times he talks about standing. Stand in the power of the Lord. If we stand in the day of evil, stand therefore, having done all to stand. Now, look at verse 14. Stand therefore. He doesn't want you to be knocked down. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Amen. Truth is what sets us free. But it's the truth that you know that sets you free. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. John chapter 8 and 32. I will tell you about that and so forth. Now, listen to this. The things that God wants us to know today, I'm going to be reading them to you slowly from some of these scriptures, just so that you know what God is asking us to do. Now, in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 13, there's another way that Paul puts it here. He said, in 1 Corinthians 16 and 13, he said, look, be strong in the Lord, in the same way, you know, but, and he said, look, watch ye, stand fast in the faith. That's really where this is taken from. Stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men. You know, be strong. What does quit ye like men mean? Doesn't mean give up at all. Actually, it means the opposite. It's an old language that said, look, don't be a pushover. Don't be like a weakling, a man that everybody push over. Be strong in the Lord. You know, so don't, you know, quit ye like men. You know, there was one time the Philistines said, concerning children, said, look, quit ye like men. You know, these people are going to take over. You know, you better, you know, it's an encouragement. They said to themselves, you know, be strong is basically what it means. It doesn't mean you should. It just means like stop being like a man. Be a spiritual warrior instead. Amen. That's what it really means. Now, so, but let's take a look at, you know, the victory that God gives us over challenge. Now, we've preached all kinds of sermons in various ways, you know, telling you how you should run through troops, leap over walls, break down barriers, do all of these things and so forth, rise above obstacles and all that. This is coming in a slightly different version today, but, you know, it's still encouraging us because we see so many challenges and we see the forces of discouragement coming to people at times. Now, let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And I love these things as we begin to see the testimony of one man called Paul. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Listen to his testimony from verse 8. We are troubled on every side. But what? But yet we are not distressed. We are perplexed, but we are not in despair. That means we don't give up. Amen. We are persecuted, but we are not forsaken. We are cast down, but we are not destroyed. How many of you can say amen? Cast down, but not destroyed. Look, you know, that was his testimony. He said, look, there's so many things. Persecuted, buffeted on every side, whatever it is and so forth, but we keep going. Amen. Keep going. You know, don't let anything hold you down. Stand fast in the faith. Praise ye the name of the Lord. In the book of Romans, look at the way he gives it here also. Romans chapter 8. Beautiful testimony that he gives here from verse 35. Romans 8 and 35. Who shall separate us, or what shall separate us from the love of Christ? You know, what shall separate you folks from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Answer me back. Shall tribulation separate you from the love of Christ? Shall distress separate you? Shall even persecution separate you? Or famine, you don't have enough food to eat? Or nakedness? Or peril? Or the sword? Shall any of these things separate us from the love of Christ? The answer is a resounding no, folks. That was Paul's testimony, but is it your testimony also? And listen to verse 7. Nay, 37 rather. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. We are not just conquerors. You know, it's not just enough to... We are actually more than conquerors. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Yeah. Now, you should listen to the message on the website. I believe it was 2012, February 26th, something like that, called Battle-Tested Believers. You should listen to that message. You may have a few scars. You may come away with a few scars, but are you still standing? Praise the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Don't be a pushover. Now, I am persuaded. This is Paul's testimony. And my challenge to us today is, are you persuaded? Is it your testimony? I love to watch this shows about litigation and so forth that they do on television, because I like to prosecute a good case myself sometimes, when you have a real good lawyer and they give their opening argument, they may come out and say, the testimony will show that this and this and so on. And sometimes they will ask a question, say, is it your testimony that this and this and so on? Now, is it your testimony here this morning that you are persuaded? Now listen to Paul's testimony. Paul said, I am persuaded that neither death, you lose somebody in your family, neither death, thank God that God has kept us alive here at GMI Church. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap for that. Praise the Lord. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap for that, for the mercies of the Lord. Amen. But neither death nor life, you get a new life, you lose somebody, doesn't matter. Neither angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor even things that haven't happened yet. Hallelujah. None of these things. You say even height, sometimes you are up. Even death, sometimes you are down. Whatever it is, no any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. That was a resounding testimony. But is it your testimony here this morning like that? Now, let's take a look at some of the things that God talks to us about how we should stand and the kind of faith and power that we should have, and so forth. Now, look at Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 10. Here's what God says. He said, look, if you faint in the day of adversity, then it means that your strength is small. That's what it means. If you give up through discouragement, something happens in your personal life or in the ministry or whatever it is, and we get discouraged, then your strength is small. But Jesus doesn't want us to have, that kind of strength that gives up easily. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his mind. That's what we are recommending. Now, here's what happens to the righteous. In the same chapter, verse 16, Proverbs 24, verse 16, look, the righteous, it doesn't matter how many times he gets knocked down, he never stays down for the count. Amen. Knocked down, but they get up again. Praise the Lord. And you've heard me say that, those of you that have been here for a while, I love to speak on that when I speak on these kind of messages, that look, a good prize fighter, when they're in that box, they're going 15 rounds. You can knock them down the first, third, or whatever. That's not the end of the fight. They make what happens is, who's the last man standing? Amen. And they're going 15 rounds. And they're going to get up. And their corner is going to say, get up! Get up! And when they get up, boy, they can do whatever, don't count them out just because they get knocked down one round or not. And never count out the real elect. Amen. Hallelujah. Never count them down. They will always bounce back. Amen. There's a message also called Bounce Back on our website. Good one. Listen to it. Now, let's take a look at, this guy, he gets knocked down. He said, Proverbs 24, 16, the righteous may get knocked down 7 times, but he rises again. Well, the wicked, on the other hand, they fall into trouble. But the righteous, they won't stay down. They'll get knocked down, but they're going to arise. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Listen to what the Bible again says about the strength that we should have in the Lord. How we should be strong. In the book of Daniel 11 and 32. The people that do know their God shall be what? They shall be strong and they shall do exploits. They're not going to be weak. He said, look, those that do wickedly, they will oppose themselves and do all of these things and so forth. But the last verse of the last part of the verse says, but the people that do know their God at the end of the age, they shall be strong and they will do exploits in the name of Jesus. Now, we want people, and the Lord wants us to be strong. Don't be a pushover for the devil. And don't let the devil pull one over you. Be strong in the power of the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 12. and verse 5. Again, talking about, look, if you get weary in the day of adversity, you know, then you are, you know, maybe you better go back and get some more strength to really be in that army. Now, he's making a comparison here. If you have run with footmen and you cannot even, you know, win, what are you going to do against horsemen or horses? You know, if you cannot win against these little things and little things that come here and so forth, you know, how are you going to win? How are you going to stand against the real wiles of the devil at the end of the age, which we are coming right up against? If in the land of peace, you know, when things are even calm, you know, you get discouraged because of some little problem, then what are you going to do when all hell breaks loose? That's what he's saying. If in the land of peace wherein thou trusted, you know, you can't even get anywhere, they wearied you, what are you going to do in the overswelling of Jordan? That's a challenge to us, folks. You know, that means by the grace of God, through God that strengthens us, we must win every battle. Win every battle. Don't lose any. Hallelujah. Win this one and win the next one. And win this one and win the next one. Don't lose any. Because these little things, if you lose these ones, how are you going to do when some real great thing really happens? You know, that's what he's saying in this verse. You know, so let's strengthen ourselves with the arm of the Lord. Now, how do you reload your faith? You know, reloading your faith. It's a similar message like that on our website. I don't remember the date, but reloading your faith. How do you reload your faith? Well, there's a good example, very perfect example of the man called David in the Bible. He knew how to reload his faith. Now, there's a story of David about how they captured his wife and the wives of all the people that went with him to battle, you know, in the story of Ziklag in 1 Samuel chapter 30. And when the people came back, all their family were wiped out. I mean, not the city was wiped out. Their wives and children were taken captive and so forth. And the people were grieved. And they lamented their souls. And they thought of stoning David. But the Bible says in verse 6, David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people were grieved. For every man grieved for his wives and daughters and all these people that were captive, taken captive. But what did David do? He encouraged himself in the Lord. Hallelujah. David didn't let all the murmurings of the people are going to stone me and this and that, but he encouraged himself in the Lord. He reloaded his faith. Now, after you have discharged those magazines in the barrel of the gun that's empty, you must reload. Hallelujah. You know, that's how Jesus used to do it every time he would reload. How did he reload? When everybody else was sleeping. Early in the daytime, he's up on the mountain, reloading. Hallelujah. Reloading through prayer. Reloading by the word of God. You know, don't just let anything, don't just take things for granted. You know, reload your faith. Amen. Let's listen to how he said it in Psalm 42. You know, I love this one, how he put it in Psalm 42. Let's listen to how he said it. How do you reload your faith? Well, here's what he said in Psalm 42. Let's read verses 3 to about 8 of Psalm 42. When things are not going the way you want, when sea billows are rolling and all these things are going haywire, what do you do? Well, let's see what the psalmist said. He said, my tears have been my meat day and night. Now, this man was really in real trouble. While they continually say unto me, where is your God? You know, that could be personal, that could be in the ministry, that could be whatever. You know, where is your God? Now, when I remember these things, now listen to this, very personal. When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me, you know, and all that. He said, look, but I had gone with the multitude to the house of God. You know, it's like right now. You come to church, but your heart is burdened. You know, people are shouting the praise and jumping up and down, shouting the glory of the Lord. But inside of you, there is a hurt. There is something hurting. I went with the multitude to the house of God and those that kept holy day. And I went with them and so forth. But inside of me, my soul was lamenting. You know, my soul was saying, Lord, when will thou come to my rescue? And so forth like that. You know, but what should you do in such a case? Here's what David did. He talked to his own soul. He challenged himself. And he said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hallelujah. Why art thou disquieted within me? He told himself in verse 5. You know, and he said, look, hope thou in God, for I will yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Hallelujah. This man would not stay down. You know, when he's troubled, he knew how to reload his faith. He reloaded his faith by singing psalms, praises, writing all those wonderful things and so forth. And also remembering the God of his salvation. Amen. Remembering the God of his salvation. Praise ye in the name of the Lord. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? He said it in about two or three places, even in this verse. Listen to it again in verse 11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? I will yet praise him for the help of his countenance. No matter what is going on, when others are falling down, I'm going to stand in the name of Jesus. Amen. Last man standing. Now, Psalms 20. Let's quickly look at verses 7 and Psalm 20. This psalm says, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble and so forth. The name of the God of Jacob defend you and do all these great things for you and remember your burnt offerings and your sacrifice and so forth. Now, verse 7 says, you know, some trust in chariots. This is Psalm 20 and verse 7. Others trust in horses. Some trust in the arm of flesh and this and that and so forth. Well, you know, but we will trust in the name of the Lord. God. What happens to those people? They are brought down and falling. But we are arisen and we stand upright. Now, this message is about standing. You know, standing. You have to be the last man standing. Be that last man standing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't let that devil get one over you. Don't ever. You know, I learned this from my pastor for many years. You know, Neil Frizzy was his name. He used to say, look, you know, don't give that devil the satisfaction. You know, I would never give the devil the satisfaction of thinking he got one over me. Amen. And the devil will go down into hell first before I give an inch of what I believe. Amen. I'm going to stand by what I believe. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. A devil will have to go to hell first before I give up on what I believe. Amen. Hallelujah. Is that your testimony? Hallelujah. Well, that's my testimony. So stand firm in the name of the Lord. Reload your faith no matter what is going on. Let's look at Philippians. Go back to I'm oscillating between Paul and David here. Let's go to Philippians chapter 4 and let's look at verses 12 and 13. Philippians chapter 4, Paul said, look, I am instructed in all things how to do everything. When to abound, you know, when I am full, I'm good. When I am empty, I'm good. When things are good, I'm good. When things are bad, I'm good. Hallelujah. Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Up, I'm good. Down, I'm good. Sideways, I'm good. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. I am instructed in all things, both to abound. I mean, a lot of people can shout the victory when they are abounding. Just about anybody can do that. You know, and look, when people praise the Lord, you know, for good things and so forth, well, that's good. But will you praise the Lord when the going is bad? Will you still be standing? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I mean, it's good to preach all these wonderful messages, you know. Somebody signed me up for my classmates in the school where I went many years ago. They have some blogs and so forth. So somebody created this thing. They call it Old Boys Association of Government College, Badon, Pastors Forum. Somebody figured I was a pastor. So they signed me up. And I look over there occasionally when I want to just get a few laughs, you know. And all I see there is, oh, the Lord bless you, and the Lord do this, and the Lord do that, and so forth. And everybody's always talking about this and that. I'm like, Boy, you know, that's not the real world in which you are living in. Amen. The real world in which you are living, you are going to be faced with challenges. You are going to have challenges and difficulties. In the book of John chapter 16 and verse 33, you know, Jesus said, in the world ye shall have tribulation. Not maybe, you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. Hallelujah. I have overcome the world for you. Look, you know, don't worry about any of these things. These things are going to happen. You know, but just like Jesus, he didn't worry when the storm was blowing. If the storm is doing its thing and Jesus is in the back of the boat sleeping, he didn't care about it. You know, the storm will pass. Amen. Don't fret about the storm. The storm is a servant of God, just like you are a servant of God. Two servants of God will not be fighting. He's doing his thing, I'm doing my thing. Hallelujah. And he better not mess around. You know, if it gets too far. You know, remember the Lord, he commanded the boundaries, even of the waters and the seas and so forth, that they should not go over. So he's already set, his word is already in place. You know, and when it goes over, sometimes, you know, like Hurricane Matthews and all of these things that's happening, you know, sometimes when it goes over, people need to call upon the mercy of the Lord. You know, because sometimes through disobedience, you know, and judgment may come upon the land. But, you know, let's pray for those people and so on. Now, don't worry about the storm. The storm will pass. Amen. Praise the Lord. Every storm always passes. There is never a day that the night lasts forever. At the end of the day will break. So, you know, don't worry about it. You know, it will pass. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So Paul said, look, I know how to abound. I can do all these things. And here's another guy's testimony. Micah chapter 7 verse 8. I love this one. Micah chapter 7 verse 8. He said, look, O my enemy, rejoice not against me. For when I fall, I shall arise. Hallelujah. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me. Hallelujah. And Jesus himself said, look, who is it among you that is in darkness, even though they fear the word of the Lord and obey the voice of my servant? Say, let them stay upon their God. God will come through for you. Amen. Hallelujah. You'll never be in darkness. Praise the name of Jesus. You know, it's just rhetoric. You know, though I be in darkness and so forth, the Lord will be. It's rhetoric. The child of God shall never be in darkness. Amen. Hallelujah. But you shall have the light of life. Amen. But don't make mistake about it. There's going to be challenges. There's going to be up and downs. Even in the ministry, there's up and downs. Sometimes we are up, sometimes we are down, and so forth. But in none of these things move me, Paul said. Hallelujah. Steadfast and unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. Now listen to this. Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 17. This man was bankrupt. You talk about bankruptcy. Man, this man had nothing going. He said, though the fig tree does not blossom. My goodness. Verse 17. Habakkuk 3 and 17. Though everything be cut off from the vines, nor the labor of the vine shall fail, and all the tree fail, the bank account fail, everything, lost my job, whatever. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. The next verse. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. And yet will I joy in the God of my salvation. Hallelujah. Now, talk about somebody being run down, bankrupt, and everything like that. My goodness, nothing. Only fail, everything cut off from the vine, everything. He lost everything. But yet will I rejoice in the Lord. Yet will I joy in the God of my salvation. There was another man called Job in the Bible. He lost everything. And the devil came at him through his wife and everything and said, well, why don't you just curse the Lord and die? And the man said, the Lord killeth and he maketh alive. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. He said, blessed be the name of the Lord. And you have heard. The Bible says you have heard of the challenges and the trials and afflictions of Job. But you have seen the end of the Lord. The Lord came through for him finally. Hallelujah. And that was one of the hardest things in the Bible. The Lord put it there, smack down. So, for our learning, you know, I don't pray that anybody should have to go through that. Amen. 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 But Lord put it there anyway for our learning. So these people, they went through so many things. Now let's listen to God's assurance. We've talked about, you know, the encouragement, the admonition that God gives us to be strong and not to let anybody push you over. Don't let the devil, don't let trials, don't let any discouragement push you over. Don't let any of this. You be strong in the Lord. And when you are pushed over, see, because sometimes the devil, he doesn't fight fair. How many of you know that? Devil never fights fair. He cheap shots you. he'll knock you off on your knees. I know a few of those tricks in the days when I used to fight as a small boy, you know. But when I was a small boy, you know, there was a lot of bullies in my time. And I was very small in stature, but I never put up with any bully. Hallelujah. I always got me some. That's right. You know, never put up with any bully. Didn't care how small I was going to get me some. Amen. And when I came to the Lord, I never put up with a big bully, the devil. The devil is a bully. I put him in his place. Amen. I don't put up with any of his stuff. Hallelujah. Amen. That's right. They overcame that devil by the blood of the Lamb. We overcome the devil. We are not afraid of him. Amen. Now, let's see God's assurances. What does the Lord assure us? Few promises here, and then we are going to say something marvelous that the Lord wants us to hear. Now, Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 2. Praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord, folks. Hallelujah. When thou passest through the waters, not if, but when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. That's not maybe I'll be with you. No, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Hallelujah. Neither shall even the flame of it kindle upon you. These are his assurances. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. I guarantee you, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they read this promise. Hallelujah. They read this promise and they figured it out and they went through. But in their mind, they also said, look, if the Lord delivers us, great. But even if he doesn't, we'll still be the last man standing. Amen. We will not bow. Even if the Lord does not deliver us from the fire. Now, we know he can deliver and he will deliver us. Now, you must settle that in your heart. That's non-negotiable. You must know that God's going to pull you through whatever you're going through. But even if he chooses otherwise, whatever his reasons may be, I still will be the last man standing. Hallelujah. I'm not going to give up my position. I'm going to believe the name of the Lord. And I will rejoice in the Lord my God. Amen. Now listen to some more promises. Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 23. Oh, I love this one. And if you love it, read it with me. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord has done it. Ye lower parts of the earth, shout for joy. And break forth into singing, ye mountains. And even all forests and every tree that is daring, for the Lord has redeemed Jacob. And glorified himself in Israel. Hallelujah. Well, you can put your name smack down there. Amen. For the Lord has redeemed his people and glorified himself in GMI. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's nothing the devil can do about that one. You know, God has already done it. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Hallelujah. Some more assurances from the Lord. Isaiah chapter 51. Let's quickly read verses 12 and 13. Isaiah 51. Now, this is God challenging us so that we should not be afraid of what man can do. Now, Isaiah 51 and 12. I, even I, am the Lord that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die? And of the son of man that shall be brought to nothing? You know, as made as grass. Why are you afraid of them? And you forget the Lord. You are afraid of man. You forget the Lord. And thou forgettest the Lord thy maker, that has stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. And has feared, and you continue to fear continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor. And where is the fury of the oppressor? You should listen to a message on the website called The Fury of the Oppressor is Broken. Hallelujah. Yes. You know, where is the fear of? Why are you afraid of what somebody is doing or will do or can do? You know, when the Lord that stretched forth the heavens is maintaining his stand. And when you are joined to the Lord, you will be unshakable and unmovable. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid of what somebody will do. These are some of the assurances of the Lord. Now let's look at Isaiah 54 and verse 17. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. Can somebody say amen to that? Sometimes it's the scourge of the tongue. Sometimes it's this and that. But whatever it is, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue, that's right, that shall rise against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. That's right. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Now, you must be a servant of the Lord to be, have this heritage. This is the heritage of the true elect of God. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So these are some of his assurances. So don't worry about what anybody is doing or will do or whatever. Now, listen to this beautiful one. This is the one where we are going to wrap it up. This beautiful promise of God. To show you that you must always stand. And that God is standing with you. And the things that God promised. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 55. Now in this chapter, he talks about his word not returning to him void. Every promise that God has promised, it will not return unto him void. The promises that we have read for you this morning here, his assurances, will never return void. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, he said, as the rain comes down from heaven and does not go back thither, so shall it be for my word that has gone out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. Hallelujah. And I stood before the Lord and I said, Lord, that which you have promised with your mouth, perform it with your hand as it is this day. Hallelujah. Watch over your word in the life of your people to bring it to pass in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, listen to what he said in verse 12. Oh my. I love this. For ye shall go out with joy. And ye shall be led forth with peace. Now, peace, let me pause a little bit and tell you what peace is. Peace is not always the absence of trouble. Now, that's good. You know, the absence of trouble is good. And if you use wisdom, many times you can avoid many pitfalls. You know, so. But peace that God gives is even in the midst of trouble. In spite of the trouble that is around. When there is gross darkness around. When everybody is having problems, when men are cast down, you are saying there is a lifting up. When things are going wrong, even around you, you are saying, I know my Redeemer liveth. I know who I have believed. Hallelujah. That is the kind of peace. Not that you won't have trouble. Oh, you shall have tribulation. No doubt about that. But even in the midst of the tribulation, in the midst of the storm and everything, you can be in the back of the boat sleeping. That is the real peace. And that comes when you have spent hours on the mountain praying. The others that didn't pray, they were panicking when there was a storm. Panicking, running all about. Jesus, do you not care? And Jesus said, oh ye of little faith. Why are you so fearful? He had no intention of rebuking the storm at all. He was just going to ride it out. Hallelujah. But because of the fear and unbelief of the people around him, he had to get up and rebuke the tongue for their sakes, not for his own sake. As far as he was concerned, he was sleeping through it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, my, 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 my. Now, let's finish this verse. Ye shall go out with joy, and ye shall be led forth with peace. The mountains. Can you put it up again? Isaiah 55 verse 12. I want everybody to see. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. God will set things in motion, you know, that it might be fulfilled that which he has promised about you. He will cause even the freeze of the field. People will line up and they will celebrate your success. Hallelujah. They will clap hands. They don't want to do it, but they will do it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because the Lord, this is the commandment of the Lord. And when the Lord commands something, the Bible says he speaks and it is done. He commands and it stands fast. When he commands something, they are going to, every creation, anybody is going to carry that, even the devil. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, God will make even the trees of the field line up and clap their hands for you. Instead of the, listen to this, these are his promises and the assurances. Thorns. Instead of thorns and all the thorn in your flesh and all of these things and so forth. Instead of thorns, there's going to come up the fir tree. Hallelujah. Instead of the briars and all the things and so forth that offend, he said there's going to come the myrtle tree. Hallelujah. And it shall be to the Lord for a name. Oh my. All of this is for the name of the Lord. It's not because of anything. God doesn't do anything because of somebody. He does it for his own name. Hallelujah. Let's make sure we understand that one. Settle that in your heart already. God doesn't do anything because of anybody. He does it for his own name. You know, and this shall be for a name. It shall be unto the Lord for a name. And it shall be an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Can you say praise the Lord? Let's put our hands together for Jesus here this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Let's stand up. Praise the Lord. Let's stand up. Now we're going to pray a special kind of prayer here this morning. This message was to remind us that God wants us to be strong and not to give up. And real faith never gives up. Can you say amen?
Amen.
In the face of adversity, be strong. If you have to be the last man standing, so be it. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, when one time everybody departed from Christ, and he said, well, will ye also go away? You know, he's looking for that last man that will still be standing. Amen. Now, by the grace of God, when we opened this building, even before we opened this building, we came here the November that we, before we opened in December, we came into this building and had 24-hour prayer. How many of you remember that? If you remember, I say amen.
Amen.
And we had prayer, and we came, and we said before the Lord, the Lord God Almighty, I remember reading the prayer of Solomon that day. I said, Lord God Almighty, let it be, O Lord, this place. Whenever the heavens are brass, if thy people, whom thou hast called by thy name, be distressed, if they are afflicted, if there's anything going on in their lives and so forth, and if the heavens be brass and things are not working out for them, if they shall come into this place, and if they shall spread their hands in this house, let the Lord hear from heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. We pray that prayer right here, and the Lord assured that he would do it. Now, I'm going to invite you today, not unto me, not unto anybody. If you are here, and the heaven is brass, things are not working the way you think they should be. Your business is frozen. Things are not working around for you. Even you're a student, things are just not working. Whatever it is, the ministry, whatever. Hallelujah. Your personal things are not going right. Come into this place today. And let's spread our hands in this place. I want you to come with me. As many people as we stretch their hands. I already prayed about this before today. If you will come with me, stand here and spread your hands in this place. Today, I'm going to ask the Lord to do something special for you. Will you come? I'm going to give you just a minute. You have to come forward out of your seats. If that's you today, and you will come with me and spread your hands in this place today before the Lord, I'm going to ask the Lord to do something special and give you a miracle of miracles and give you a breakthrough. Hallelujah. Blessed be name. Now stand before the Lord. Remember, it is before the Lord. It's not for me. Stand before the Lord and lift up your hands in this place. Spread your hands before the Lord in this place and hear what the Lord will say unto you. Hallelujah. What will the Lord say unto you here this morning? He said, I will now hear what the Lord God will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, if there be any of your people that are standing before you, now I want you to stretch your hands before the Lord. If there be any of your people that are standing before you this morning that have their hands raised before you, if for them, Lord, the heaven is brass, if there be challenges in their lives and mountains that they cannot overcome, seemingly, even as we prayed, Lord, when we stood here in prayer for 24 hours before we opened this building, and we prayed, Lord, and we asked you that if any man or woman will come into this place when the adversary is buffeting them and they will stretch their hands before God in this place, we prayed, Lord, and said, Lord, hear thou from heaven. Now, Lord, hear from heaven today in the name of Jesus. Can I get somebody to say amen? Hear from heaven, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, look upon the hands of your people. Now, lift up those hands that hang down and confirm the feeble knees. Don't be weak. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his mind. And I'm going to speak the words of strength into you today. That which we have already spoken in the scriptures, you have heard. And the promises of God. Now, I'm going to challenge the Lord right now. Lord God Almighty, I have read your promises and your assurances to your people this morning. How that though they walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will be with them. And you will bring them out on the other side. How that though they walk through waters and rivers and fire and so forth, it shall not harm them. I have read your word today, how Lord, that even when the enemy tries to come against them one way, it shall flee in seven ways. And all these things that we have believed God for today, no weapon shall flee. Prosper against the people of God that's formed against them. And again, you promise, Lord, that we shall go out with joy and be led forward with peace. Everything will begin to line in place. Even God will set trees in motion. Clap their hands. Now, Lord, that which you have spoken with your mouth, perform it with your hand today in the lives of these your people. In the name of Jesus Christ. Can I get somebody to say amen to that? Amen. Can I get you to say a real amen to that? Amen. Lord, your promises that have gone out of your mouth, that you said shall not return void, perform them even this day in the lives of these your people. For the people for whom the heavens have been brass, and you have wondered what is going on, the Lord said, even as you have spread your hands here today, God has already answered. He said, break forth into singing, O ye heavens. Rejoice, O ye lower parts of the earth. For the Lord has already done it. Now give the Lord a hand clap, because the Lord has already done it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise ye in the name of the Lord. Praise ye in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Just take a minute. Lift up your hands and bless the name of the Lord in your own words. The name of the Lord is victory. Nothing compares to his promise and his word. Remember that the name of the Lord is with you. Take the name of Jesus with you every day, wherever you go. And remember, stand fast in the faith. Quick. Speak ye like men. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord be gracious unto you. Lift up his face. Lift up his countenance upon you. And give you peace even in the midst of conflict and challenges. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Those that trust in horses, those that trust in chariots, those that put their trust in princes and in men, all of that will fail. And they may stumble and fall. But we that put our trust in the Lord, we are arisen and we stand upright. Hallelujah. Now the man, say, blessed is the man whose hope is in the Lord. And blessed is the man that maketh Jehovah his trust. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We give you, Lord, the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name. Everybody shout a big amen together. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.